Yeah, look, firstly, I just want to thank the club for getting me down. The whole new facility is it's a big environment here, and I just guess it's something that, for me personally, I'm just proud to be invited back down in the club. And, you know, I was wondering who was going to get my number, and when I heard that Nathan was getting it, when Luke got in contact with me, I was proud to see that, you know, I'm going to hand my jumper to a Western Australian boy who's come back home and who wants to be at this club. So, I've already said it, you know, thank you to the club for getting me down. But ultimately, you know, this is something I wore for 14 seasons of my career. And it's something that my family are really proud of, something I'm proud of. And, you know, my memory of walking out my 200th game, holding my daughter, wearing this jumper, being proud of the club, will forever sit deep in my heart. So I'd just like to call Nathan up and thank you for coming back, brother, and welcome back home. And I just wish you all the best for your career moving forward.
Thanks,
cheers,
buddy.
Cheers.
Good night.
And also, you know, I mean, I did a bit of research on the boys, and I know combined they played 178 games together in their careers. You know, Brandon's just played his 100th. So, you know, I hope that moving forward that both these boys are going to have their names on their lockers at the Fremantle Dockers, and it's something that forever and a day will be up there. So I just want to welcome Brandon to the club and say that, mate, I hope to see your name up there and the Matera name be an integral part of the Fremantle Football Club. Cheers, mate.
Nathan, was it a nice feeling to get your jumper from Anthony?
Yeah, it was. You know, I grew up going for Freo, so I watched him play his 200th game. And then when I got drafted, I was a natural forward, and then I went into the back line. So hopefully he can give me some good tips in the next couple of years going up. You know, so I grew up going for him, like I said, and, you know, was one of the stars of the Freo Footy Club, and I'm grateful for getting number 14.
And you add a bit of dash, maybe, to the jumper as well this season coming?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that I can just play my role for the team and do what's right for the coaches, and can't wait for next four or five years at this club.
How's your first couple of days training with your teammates been?
Yeah, good. I've eased back into it. I'm not going straight into running, you know, 10, 12 Ks. I've sort of eased into it, and just getting used to new drills and what's going on around the club and game style and sort of things like that. So, yeah, the next few days or the next couple of weeks, I'll start ramping it back up. And then after Christmas, yeah, it's into business.
Nathan, what's your impressions of your teammates and the training? Is it you've done a little bit now? What sort of stuck out to you as you've started?
There's a lot of young boys here. There's a lot of new draftees that come in as well that sort of need to find a way. They find the way around the club and find how the boys train and the standards of training. And, you know, it's been good. I only learn more and more each day, and can't wait for that.
Is there a big difference between, for us, we have no idea, is there a big difference going from one club to another? I mean, the Giants and the Dockers, is there a massive difference out on the track and in the facility and that sort of thing?
I wouldn't say it's a massive difference. There's obviously different drills and obviously different styles and game plans and that, but it's not more of a massive difference. Like the facility is massive, a lot bigger than what me and Brandon were both used to. But the bigger it is, hopefully the better we get too.
Have any of the young players impressed you so far? Any that stand out?
I haven't been into a lot of training, but probably Connor Blakely's been training pretty well at the moment, and hopefully me, him, and maybe Luke Ryan in the back line together, something like that, would be good.
You mentioned you started out as a forward. Has Ross talked through with you your role potentially next season? Or?
No, not at all. I don't want to go back forward. So, but hopefully just play half back and beat my man and run.
It looked like they were trying to go through the corridor a bit more last season, Freo. Is that something you like to do? Would you love to use the ball through the corridor and get it moving?
Just get out of my area as quick as I can. That's about it.
And how's Harley going out there? You've been able to catch up with him and be training with him. Must be a weird feeling after so long.
Yeah, no, he's going well. No issues, touch wood. But seems like he's fit and firing, ready to go, and can't wait.
Brandon, you happy with your number?
Yeah, definitely. I wore this as in my juniors a couple of times. So, yeah, when I came back here and saw it was empty, I thought, yeah, might as well take number three. Yeah.
And you're a few weeks in now. Are you feeling good after your first couple of weeks?
Yeah, probably this week's been probably my full week. Like Nathan said, I got eased in the first couple of weeks, and I just get to know the boys, get to know the drills and the way it goes around at this club. So it's been really good. But yeah, just looking forward to the next couple of weeks before Christmas.
How about when a whole heap of kids arrive on the track? Does that change the mood a bit when there's this such enthusiasm come?
Yeah, it was quite hard early because I was just getting to know the first 25 guys and then another 10 and 15 come through. So it's trying to remember everyone's name, but... they've been pretty good. They haven't been really brought into the drills yet. Today was their first time they did one, so they're looking pretty good. They're upbeat, which we need around the club, and yeah, we'll show them the way and have a strong pre-season and go into their first season.
Are you two in particular getting to know each other as well a bit more? Or?
Yeah, well, we sort of knew each other through Harley, so we've known each other for probably about 6-7 years, yeah. So we've kept in contact, and yeah, obviously the last couple of days being around each other helps a bit more.
How's the body feeling?
Yeah, body's going really well. No issues, which is good. I know I missed a fair bit of chunk of this season, but got all that right before I went on break, so started off fresh from this season, and the body's feeling really good.
And how does your first pre-season WA compare to being over at the Gold Coast?
All pre-seasons are the same. It's just a lot of long drills running, but it's probably just adapting to, like what Nathan said, different sort of drills, getting to know the new boys and the way they go about it, so... The standards have been pretty high here, which is good and which you need at a footy club. So, yeah, we can only just keep stepping it up and get a couple of weeks in before Chrissy and then head into the JLT.
You found it challenging at all, Brad? You feel like you're settling in pretty comfortably, or is it sort of a step up in the training or any aspect of it?
Oh, maybe a little bit of a step up, but the way the boys have sort of welcomed you into this club, it's a tight group. I thought, like, Gold Coast is a tight group as well, and this group's almost just as tight, so... with another 10 boys coming in, if we stick together and train hard through this pre-season, I reckon off the back of last year, the way Freo finished off, I reckon it's a good season ahead.
As someone who's drafted out of WA and now you've come back, if a young guy was to come to you and ask for advice, what sort of things would you pass on about that experience of getting drafted, even though now you've returned to WA?
It was a great experience to go away. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'd recommend it to everyone. It was pretty a bit difficult up there early, obviously going at 7A, so my first 2 years you did get your homesickness and that, but it was probably obviously trying to hang around the boys and around the club as much as you can and get your mind off sort of the homesickness, but obviously my time came where I thought I could get back home and be around family and friends again, which is pretty awesome.